Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. Ivan, this deal had been talked about for months, you know, a way to avoid this huge ballot fight. I know Governor John Hickenlooper was in the middle of negotiations. Lawmakers failed to pass a bill during the session.
In some ways, this is as good as an outcome that Hickenlooper could have expected in an election year, where you have this issue of fracking, a very divisive issue of fracking, potentially being on the November ballot. And what ended up happening is, with Hickenlooper getting both sides to agree to pool their dueling initiatives in exchange for this creation of a task force that will actually look at issues regarding local control, property conflicts between residents and energy companies, and this task force will issue recommendations next year to the legislature. So in essence, it's kind of like a stopgap measure, which for Democrats is a very good thing. You have Hickenlooper running for re-election. You have a very contested U.S. Senate race between incumbent Mark Udall and Cory Gardner. So this issue on the ballot was a huge distraction and a concern for Democrats, who worried that maybe it would boost Republican turnout and have this huge amount of money from energy companies flooding in for Republicans.
And Peter, one of the key players is Democratic Congressman Jared Polis. He was sponsoring two of the anti-fracking measures. He did back down. Do you think, because of this political unknown, and it is such a high-stakes election year for Democrats and Republicans, do you see that as an overriding factor?
I think the big question is, when did Jared Polis decide he was going to pull these ballot initiatives? I mean, there's the political dynamics of it, which you just talked about. Obviously, Democrats were pressuring him. Hickenlooper didn't want to deal with this. Udall didn't want to deal with this election season. But some have been speculating that Jared Polis was never really that serious about getting these on the ballot. There was $1.3 million canceled from their ad buy over a week ago. Some folks wondered whether Jared Polis was just kind of holding this over everyone's head so that he could force the issue and potentially get the legislature to address it. That's going to happen. There's a task force that will meet to recommend legislation. Whether the legislature actually acts is a whole other story altogether. But, I mean, they're going to have to at least address it now.
Colorado is filled with history of these blue ribbon panels getting formed to address, I mean, whatever issue you could think of, and nothing really coming from it. Next year, we don't know what the makeup of the legislature is going to be. It won't be an election year, so maybe there won't be this urgency to actually get anything done. So, I mean, it remains to be seen what the results will end up being.
And also, just from the policy perspective, a lot of communities along the Front Range that have banned fracking, they want much more stringent rules, where you have the oil and gas industry, the governor, and a lot of other folks, including some Democrats, say, hey, we have strict standards and nothing needs to be changed. So that's a big divide to try to breach.
Well, that was another huge win out of this that honestly is being lost. It's under the radar, is that Longmont just got a huge win out of this. I mean, the governor just agreed to drop their lawsuit against Longmont for enacting rules and regs that overstepped the state's authority. That was an angle for Jared Polis, too. These are communities that he represents. You know, the Front Range communities, the five of them that have either banned or placed moratoriums on fracking, you know, there's a little less pressure on them now because of this deal. So, I mean, another, you know, success right there through this whole deal for both Jared Polis and I guess we'll see for Hickenlooper.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.